Football has returned, and that means it's time for our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
I say it's get out of this thing healthy. The first preseason game last year was about as big a disaster for the Packers as you could ask for. James Starks got injured, ruined his season. Desmond Bishop was lost for the season. That first preseason game last year was not good, and the Packers have to avoid that.
And I say it's get some direction toward closure on this kicking situation. You know, this isn't necessarily Mason Crosby or Giorgio Tavecchio. These guys are kicking against every guy on the street, every prospect on the street, and every guy in the league who might come free. And if it turns out that neither one of these guys are to your liking, then the Packers are going to have to bring another guy in here. And it would sure be nice if one of them, especially if it was Mason Crosby. Come on, let's be honest about this. He's got the leg. He's got the bigger leg. And if he can get the ball between the pipes, it's going to be a good thing. Okay, Dr. Spofford, you have the injury report. I'll just go sit in the stands.
Well, the Packers are a little more banged up suddenly on the offensive line than they anticipated. TJ Lang and Andrew Datko both missed practice on Thursday with injuries, so tough to say if they're going to go. Lane Taylor also missed for personal reasons, but he might be back. But already J.C. Treader, Derek Sherrod, Brian Bulag are out, so the offensive line is, you know, going to be low on numbers for a preseason game. Also, at running back, Eddie Lacy has not practiced the past couple days with a hamstring, so I doubt he's going to go. Randall Cobb has been very limited in practice with a bicep injury. Hard to say if he's going to go or not because I'm not sure why they'd risk it.
Jordy Nelson.
Nelson is out for the entire preseason, as we found out earlier this week with the knee. So a lot of young receivers and also young defensive backs with Tremont Williams and Casey Hayward and Sean Richardson all out. Young receivers and young defensive backs are going to get a chance to show something.
Mike, your player to watch.
Well, I'm going to go with rookie running back Jonathan Franklin, the fourth-round pick out of UCLA. We talked about Eddie Lacy. He's probably not going to go. And Franklin did not get a whole lot of running room in the scrimmage last week. He was working behind backup offensive linemen going against number ones on the defense. It would be a little bit more of a fair fight for Franklin in the preseason game. He's either going to be behind the number one line, or if he's with the backup line, it'll be a bit against backup players on defense. So I look for Franklin to show a lot more than he did in the scrimmage.
Okay, we saw thunder on family night, and now comes lightning.
Sure.
Against the Cardinals.
Why not?
My player to watch is, and I'm going to get wild with this, because this is a game for threes. The first preseason game, the field is going to be littered with threes in the second half, and one of those guys is going to be Tyrone Walker, the wide receiver from Illinois State. I've liked this guy through training camp, through the first 2 weeks of training camp. He moves so naturally. I've seen him, I use the word pinballed, I've seen him pinballed on several occasions, but no one seems to knock him off his feet. He really seems to have a flair for this game, and I can't wait to see him in live action.
That'll do it for this edition of Final Thoughts to open the preseason. Stay tuned to Packers.com for all your post-game coverage. Thanks a lot for watching.